Hello, welcome to Free HC's radio show.
Today we will tell you everything what we have learned about our science topic last term, amazing animals including humans.
Do you know anything about the human body? No, well, look no further because we're here to tell you all about it.
All the bones in a human body together are called a skeletal system.
Why do we have a skeleton, you ask? Well, there are three very important reasons.
Firstly, to be able to move. We couldn't move without our bones.
Secondly, to protect our internal organs. Without bones, our heart, brains and all the other internal organs would have no protection.
Thirdly, to support our body. Otherwise, we would be jelly on the ground.
Here are some fun facts we learnt.
There are 206 bones in the adult body.
The human's foot has 26 bones.
The human hand has 54 bones.
The biggest bone in our body is the femur. That's the bone in your thigh.
The smallest bone is the stapes, located in the middle of the ear.
We don't just have bones inside our body, you know. We have muscles too.
Muscles always work in pairs. They have to do the opposite job to each other.
We wrote a letter to an alien explaining how muscles work. Would you like to hear one of the letters we wrote?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Dear aliens, I would like you to know that muscles are super important to our bodies. They help us to motivate your body. If you didn't have muscles, you'd be as flat as a pancake. But if you're a jelly alien, then that's fine. Muscles help us to contract and relax our arms, and the same with the rest of our body. Thank you for listening, Mr. Alien. But one more thing. They don't work apart. They work together. And I am sorry you might notice that I don't speak your language. Bleep, bloop, whatever it is. Goodbye.
Well, I don't know about you, but I have learned so much about how the human body works.
But that isn't all we have learned about. Do you want to hear some more facts?
Hold on. I think there's something wrong with our radio signal. I think we are getting a radio show all the way from Mars.
Sorry, Earthlings, for interrupting your radio show, but we thought you'd like to hear something slightly different. Welcome to our new show for Galaxy FM. We have lots of presenters and human food experts to take you through the show. Here we go!
This is our new show.
On a new channel.
Going out to the universe!
Live, 24 hours a day.
I'm an alien. Get me out of here!
Here on planet Mars, we thought you'd like to hear about what humans eat on their planet. However, we thought we would tell you slightly differently.
We are starting with the first bush tucker trial.
Welcome to Earth Delicacies.
Here are campmates, Frog from the Moon and Jog from Jupiter.
Here is the trial. You must try a range of food from Earth to gain stars for your campmates.
This is going to be tough. I don't know if I can do this. Earth food is inedible.
Okay. The food we will give you will be separated into the main food groups for a balanced diet on Earth. Protein, carbohydrates, fruit and veg, sugars and fats and dairy.
First up, protein.
Think of protein as building blocks for the human body. They help it grow and repair itself. Protein is found in meat, fish and eggs, while nuts, beans, lentils and peas are great vegetable proteins. These foods also provide humans with iron and other vitamins and minerals. Here is an egg.
No, not an egg. Anything but egg.
You can do it for a star.
What does it taste like?
Hard on the outside and soft in the middle. Ugh, that is disgusting. I never want to eat an egg ever again.
Well done, your first star for camp. Next one, please.
Carbohydrates give human energy, calcium and B vitamins. These could be servings of pasta, rice, oats, potatoes, sweet potatoes or noodles. Breakfast cereals are also carbohydrates, and many contain extra iron too. Enjoy your pasta!
I tried this one. It's soft and mushy. I must do it though. We need that star for camp.
Wow, you did that so well, Zorg. Amazing. Another star for camp.
Another food group is fruit and vegetables, which contain vitamins and minerals, which keep the human body healthy. Enjoy your orange.
Yay! I really love these. This will be no problem.
You have 3 stars for camp.
Dairy products are packed with calcium, protein and vitamins. Dairy products keep our bones and teeth healthy. Our human bodies easily absorb the calcium from these foods, such as milk, yogurt and cheese. You will be trying a yogurt.
Why can't I've had the orange? It looks so slimy. I don't think I can do this.
Try not to think about it. Just eat it.
I can't look.
You have 4 stars for camp. Now for the last one.
Fats and sugars is important, humans. Do not have too many foods from this group, as they give them a lot of energy from calories but not much nutrition.
Try to keep foods such as butter, margarine, cooking oils and salad dressings to a minimum and save chocolate, crisps, sugary soft drinks, sweets, jam, cream cakes, pudding, biscuits and pastries for the occasional treat. You will try the dreaded chocolate bar.
Ah, no, not chocolate. That is the most horrid food Earth has.
I will not enjoy this, but I want that star.
Wow, you did it. The camp will eat well tonight.
5 stars, great work. Sorry for taking over your radio show, 3HC. But hopefully you have learnt a lot about the food humans need to eat. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye!
Thanks, aliens. You don't mind at all, and we learnt a lot from you.
To finish our radio show, we thought we would do a quiz.
Yeah, I love quizzes.
This will test all your knowledge about animals, not just humans. Are you ready? Here we go. Make sure you have a piece of paper and a pencil at the ready.
Question 1. What do you call a skeleton which is inside the body?
Question 2. What type of skeleton is on the outside body?
Question 3. What type of skeleton does a jellyfish have?
Question 4. In a food chain, what do you call a living thing which makes its own food?
Question 5. What is a consumer?
Question 6. What is a predator?
What do you call a living thing which eats both meat and vegetables?
Question 8. What do you call a living thing which just eats meat?
Question 9. Final question. What do you call an animal which doesn't eat meat?
Wow, there were some tricky questions in there. Are you ready for the answers? Here we go. Question 1. The answer is an endoskeleton.
Question 2. A skeleton on the outside of the body, it's called an exoskeleton.
Question 3. What type of skeleton does a jellyfish have? It has a hydrostatic skeleton. This means it doesn't have any bones. It has a membrane around the outside.
Question 4, producer makes own food.
Question 5, what is a consumer? A consumer eats their producer. For example, a rabbit would be a consumer because it eats grass and plants.
What, question 6, what is a predator? A predator eats the consumers, for example, a fox.
Question 7, what do you call a living thing which eats both meat and vegetables? The answer is an omnivore. Humans are omnivores because we eat both.
Question 8, a predator just eats meat.
Question 9, final question, what do you call an animal which doesn't eat meat? A herbivore.
Hello, I hope you enjoyed 3HC's radio show.
We have really enjoyed learning about amazing animals. We hope you did too.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye.